Welcome back! It's another week.
Miss Vanjie.
Oh my god. Y'all, it's another week of What the Tuck with Brittany
and Lindsay.
Vanjie.
You better stop.
That has got to be one of my very all-time favorite moments is Michelle and Rue's interaction after that.
Oh, absolutely.
It's so funny.
It gets me right in the tickler.
I watch it when I'm having a bad day. It lifts me up so much.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, love it. You guys.
Wow.
Appropriate. We're talking over each other.
It's going well.
And this is what the show is like. I hope you like it. Roxy, get off the counter. All right.
All right.
This week is all about
fun
and excitement.
I loved this episode. This
is probably my favorite episode of the entire season.
I 100% agree.
Was like it was one of those episodes where my cheeks were hurting because I was smiling so much from it. It's so much fun.
I was watching this at home and Cam got home from work and he sat down with his man beer and I was just on my bed just giggling so bad. And he walked in at some very funny moments.
Oh my god.
I couldn't even handle it.
I watched it when everybody else in my house had already left for the day and I was like giggling and I was yelling and my dogs were looking at me like, what the hell is wrong with you?
After I ended this, I was like, man, I'm so sad I didn't watch this with Brittany because
I know.
I was just dying.
I know. This is an episode that we should have. I wish that things were different and we had watched it together.
But a complete personality 360.
No, and I'm not asking that. I'm just saying that, like, well, it's a very basic piece of advice. If you're doing well, you're gonna have a, like, people are gonna be watching you, and that's just part of it.
Well, I know. I think she knows that. She's just a little uncomfortable with that, and it did come across poorly.
But I don't think that it was like necessarily negative. I think that she just doesn't know how to articulate herself in the best way possible.
Exactly. And if that's the drama, that's
it's very mild.
That's pretty, pretty mellow.
It's very mild.
So yeah, not a ton of drama behind the scenes.
Thank Rebus. Thank you, Cletus.
Thank you. Shanitas. I just made that up. But anyways, so like I said, this was a super fun episode this week.
I loved it, especially with, I'm going to just come out and say it. It's been a kind of lackluster season. I've wanted more.
Well, we kind of talked about it last episode because Snatch Game. And you saw
two episodes ago with Snatch Game.
But we talked about it last episode.
No, you're right.
Snatch Game. Well, I guess we talked about it that episode as well. But it's been all over the internet of how this was the worst Snatch Game.
Oh, just so lacking. We needed more personality.
Not funny.
And this episode brought the personality. I thought that this episode was by far the best of the whole season.
It was like the LMAFO of the RuPaul seasons, or not seasons, episodes this season.
The Llama Fight Mothers Association of Oregon. Oh, I just made that up. Deal with
it. I am incredibly impressed
with you right now.
I'm thinking more of the shots.
Everybody.
It's a little less clever. but I mean, because we start off with, again, I don't think we figured out what the, ooh, it's RuPaul time.
Well, I know. I've got to pay more attention.
Called.
I just get so excited to find out what's going to happen that I'm like, I don't think of it. But like
the Rue alarm.
The Rue alarm.
Or whatever. Oh, can I say before that, though, I wanted the arm wrestle to happen.
Oh, I was so bummed the arm wrestle didn't happen. I hope that they have surveillance cameras in there and that they were like, in a later season or a later episode, they're going to have an arm wrestling mini challenge.
I hope so too, because I was like, oh my God, this is so hilarious. Funny. Like, this is so good. And oh my gosh, I think it's too perfect
for Hollywood. Cameron.
No, Hollywood, oh. That the alarm went off right when they were about to start.
You know, so, that they planned that shit. That yeah. was totally planned.
I definitely wanted it to happen.
But I want to see that arm wrestle challenge.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Funny. Can you? But this is the funny thing. This is what would be funny. You would have to match it up properly. Aquaria against Cracker.
Mm-hmm.
Because they both have tiny little bodies and no muscles.
So then that would only leave Eureka against Monet.
I think that would be legit. Yeah, I want to see that happen.
All right.
RuPaul. Although, who? I mean, but then we won't have the same matchups later. Because it's even now at 6. Maybe at the top 4 you could do it. Because you have to have even numbers.
That's true. I think they should have just gone with it.
Maybe next season. Maybe next season.
Only in our dreams. But so, alarm.
Sound the alarm.
That was a really weak alarm. And
y'all,
it's not RuPaul.
It is not. It is one of my favorite white male comedians. There's so few to choose from. But I'm being facetious.
I like it.
Stephen Colbert, everybody.
Oh, I do love me some Colbert.
You better work.
I love that. I just love that he's on there and he's just killing it. And I can't remember the line exactly, but he's like, because there's no tea.
Oh, because he's like, I'm about to serve you the tea because the tea is silent in Colbert.
It was so,
because in Colbert the tea is silent. It's so funny. Good. I loved it.
But he served it up to them girls, and then out walks our beautiful, beautiful RuPaul in a very flowery white and yellow.
Loving it. Springtime is here, you guys.
Yeah. Not my favorite.
It's not my favorite.
I had a lot to live up to after Purple of last
week.
Last
week was so good that it's like, it better blow my mind for it to be something for me to get excited about. Because last week was like the ultimate. I want to wear that suit so bad. I want a woman's cut of that suit.
I'll buy
suit.
You it.
Yeah, right. You can't afford it.
That's true. I'm poor.
But let's talk about this mini challenge, Lindsay.
Okay.
Lindsay, I've been waiting so patiently.
For some more of that pit crew?
Not even some more. All of that.
A whole
pit
slice.
Crew. All of that pit crew. There was like 20 pit crew.
I know. They started coming through that door and they didn't stop. And I was like,
Lindsay,
oh.
It was a goddamn buffet. Whatever you wanted, it was there.
That's what Eureka.
Oh, yeah. Eureka said that. And it's true. Whatever your flavor, it was like Baskin Robbins. It was. Yeah. So good.
Yeah, there were some pretty man meat up on down stage. Wow, that was bad English. That stage.
I liked it. But they're all wearing, what was it called? Rounder bottoms? Round bottoms? What was the underwear called? I can't remember. Under bottoms?
Like the worst, but I love that the name of this challenge is Pants Down.
Bottoms Up.
Like, oh my God,
it's so funny.
We're getting into the dirty zone. To the dirty zone.
It was great. It was a flashback to that old match game that you used to play when you were little, where you would turn all the cards over and you would turn over two at a time and try to do matches. But the point was, is all these boys had some shorts on and
black shorts
with different colored undies underneath, and you had to try and match from the two different groups. And I have to tell you, one of the funniest parts to me, it was straight off the bat, because Asia was first. Asia picks a number, And then just is staring.
Sitting there
staring. And it's quiet. And Rue's like, you need to pick another number. And he's like, oh, okay. Like, full on. Forgot
that.
The whole point of the game. It was
I
so
love it, too,
because
Aquarius like, okay, I'll get 8 and 12.
I know. Asia's like ready to run through all the numbers. And Rue's like, settle down, honey. Let's do this.
There were some nice little bum-bums.
Oh, my God. I was cracking up. I mean, there were some good-looking little buns. And the one, it was a black dude with longer hair where Rue is like, oh, honey, you're not skipping any meals. He was just like, mm-hmm. He was a curvy dude and he looked really good.
He looked good in them.
It was cute.
Them briefs.
And then at the very end afterwards, Rue was like, this needs to be its own show.
I know. I was like, I will watch this show.
Oh, my God. Oh. What if RuPaul had her own game show network? Can you imagine?
I'll watch it.
It would be so funny.
I'll watch it. It just made me giggle the whole time through. And that's when Cam came into the room and he's like, what is this?
when they're like, for safety, for your health and safety, standing still for too long is not good for you. And so then they started playing the peanut butter song.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And there were some good little twerker guys.
I know.
And there was some real white boy dancing.
It was so funny.
I loved it. And I love that. I think it was Aquarius who's like, I think I found my
husband. I know. I did want to bring up, though, because I read after I watched the episode, I read online that one of the pit crew this season, it's the first time ever, was a transgender pit crew member.
Oh, really?
Yes. Isn't that cool? Man.
I would never have been able to
guess. Know. I just think that that's so fantastic. It's like just trying to like bring in some including everybody.
Maybe bridge that gap of the drama of
I know.
The first of the season.
I honestly, well, it's so hard. I know that it's like a super, like it's like walking on thin ice. And I don't think that Rue comes from anything like in a place of like being malicious
exclusion or
a place of like misunderstanding. I think that, you know, it's all about love, but like when it comes to artistic expression, like we have to figure out the rules because all of this is new for everybody. Like, and I really like that was something that happened.
I think that's really huge.
Cool.
I think that's a really
cool
gesture. And like I said, a good way to kind of put your money where your mouth is.
Absolutely. It's a step in the right direction. And I say good on ya. I am stoked about it.
Yes. So the best bottom picker
is me, because I get wedgies all the time.
Wow. We need to get you some new underwear. Was Aquaria.
I know. Well, actually, when they were going through it, I was like, man, Aquaria is on it.
No.
Because she's the closest to like being a child who plays those match games.
I don't know if you can say that when you're matching unders on some sexy bam buns. Mm.
Match those undies. They were cute undies.
There were some good ones. There were some where I was like, not into.
I
like
loving,
the tropical
ones.
There's
the tropical ones. I was like, I'd wear those undies. Or I'd pull those undies off of somebody. My boyfriend.
Oh, my sister. So Aquaria won. And her prize was that she was able to be the, I don't even know, the
assigner of roles
there
in
we go.
The
That's
next
good.
Challenge.
Which
was. Was. Which was.
Which was was? What was it, Britt?
Breast World.
Not to be confused with
Westworld. Oh, boy. You guys, I love Westworld. It's so great. Mm-hmm. But you know what I like more? Breast World.
I like how the logo could be construed as either breasts or a bum.
Oh, well, it's definitely breasts because it's Breast World.
Well,
but
yeah.
A bee turned on its side is either breasts or a bum.
Like breast or bum.
It was a good bit of graphic design, I'll admit.
I liked it. I like the robots on the side. So
Aquaria is aware, has been made aware through some exchanges in the Untucked
Lounge
that perhaps she's gotten a little cocky and full of herself and
coming
isn't
across
coming
not well.
Across well. And she decides to use her advantage from winning the mini challenge as a way to appease everybody and make some friends.
Mm-hmm.
So she lets everybody sort of read through the descriptions of the characters and pick their own character.
But not the whole script.
Which seems like a weird choice to me.
I don't know, though, because... And yes, we're big nerds with our family. Because when we do our murder mystery dinners...
We do just read the descriptions.
Yeah, and not the whole script.
That's true.
So...
You're right. I will bow down to your expertise, madam. You are correct.
Thank you. And because maybe that is a better way to do it, because then people pick the roles that they're better in and not, or more suited for, and not necessarily which has
content.
Yeah, has more lines or less line, you know?
Well, because it really came like, so Aquaria lets everyone else pick, and they're all picking, and we'll list them down as we go. But in the end, Aquaria ended up with the smallest part because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But
we'll talk about this later.
We'll talk about it later. Maybe not the worst decision ever. But so Eureka picks Rosie, the bingo bot. Aquaria ends up as Dyslexa, the waitress bot. Asia is Parasailin, the conservative
politician. Human.
Cameron is Muffy, the resistant guest. Cracker is Julie, the hostess. And Monet is the sassy friend who brought the resistant...
Muffy,
the resistant guest.
Yes.
Honestly, I think that for the most part, the casting was pretty good.
I think it was spot on.
Besides
truly.
One exception, but I don't know where said person would have been better.
Well, let's get right into it, because
do we just let's just go straight into filming?
Yeah, let's do, because then we can. I just think that's the best way to talk about it.
So Ross Matthews and Michelle Visage are directing the scene, or not scene, but mini show. That is a Westworld satire based in an uber gay robot fantasy land retreat. Which I would totally go there.
Yeah.
It would be so much fun. Can you imagine?
Well, I think it would be super fun. But I'm not gay. So but I guess there'll be more people watching for me.
But Lindsay, the thing is, do you want to go, because it's all about where you want to go. Do you want to go there to have sex with somebody?
No.
Then what's the deal?
I guess I
would. Gay guys are way more fun.
That's very true. Okay. You've changed my mind.
Because the only thing that would hold you back is if you were a woman looking to go and have sex with a dude. And then it's like, well, what's the point? There's a whole bunch of gay dudes here. But if you're a woman who just wants to go and have a freaking amazing time,
mm-hmm.
gay guys are way more fun.
But
plus,
I don't
want to
be punched by robots.
Well, that would happen anywhere. Lindsay, that's the robot revolution. Okay. Get used to it.
Terminator, sorry.
Sarah Connor.
Yes. So.
Cowabunga.
I think that's Ninja Turtles.
I don't know. I do know. I'm just saying. What if there was a Ninja Turtle world and you got to hang out in a sewer with
done.
A bunch of turtles?
I love pizza.
That would be so
and
fun.
Turtles.
This is a tangent, but moving on.
Yes. So, I think we should just go through the performance of each.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's break it down. Mm-hmm. Well, should we talk about the filming and the performance? Because
I think we should put it all into one.
Let's just wrap it all up.
Burrito.
Okay, performance yeah. burrito. Here we go. Aye, aye, aye.
So, Eureka. Rehearsal, filming.
Lindsay. This was more of the same. It was yeah. more of the same where it was like, why are you holding back so hard?
Yeah.
What are you there for?
Well, it's so fun because she's shooting that hairdryer laser gun.
Like a gun, but she's just like,
pew. And then she's like, oh, you want more like this? And she does something. He's like, yeah, that's cool. And then the next take, she's like,
It's like, where is the drama? Where is the fun? Like, go over the top. Like, the funny over the top element that was in the Snatch Game, like, put that into your own character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was so, oh my God. And I cannot even handle the fact that she didn't know how to say Ivy Winters right.
Yeah.
That was bugging me so bad.
Super weird.
It was bugging me so bad. It's like, obviously, if you've seen that episode, every single episode that RuPaul says Ivy Winters' name, she says it exactly the same way.
Yep.
Ivy Winters. Like, it's not a hard thing to do. And it was like her brain wouldn't let her do it.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
Yeah. She's reverted. She was like this at the start of the season. She recovered. And now she just plain reverted.
I think Eureka
again.
Is her own worst enemy, honestly.
I have to agree.
It blows my mind. And it's hard because I think that the judges see a lot of potential in her. And they've seen her be herself in instances outside of the competition. Mm-hmm. But in the competition, she's choking hard.
Yeah. No, this is bad. I mean, her look was good in it. I liked that a lot. But her performance was just bad.
It was, well, it's not like it was like overtly terrible, but it was like, what are you doing?
But when you know what you're looking for out of the performance,
like, where's the personality? It was just very flat.
Yeah,
very flat.
It's like when you go to a show expecting a certain performance and you don't get that. Yeah, it can be good, but you're expecting something different.
It just feels like okay, but then what's the point of going to a show if it's just okay?
Yeah,
I don't know.
So then what about Aquaria? Okay.
Okay. I was impressed because I think Aquaria was feeling a little defeated at the fact that she had let herself get the smallest part. But I think she made a choice to make the most out of it and was very funny and very more energetic and over the top than she's ever been.
And when you think about someone like Aquaria, I think... This is going to sound super shallow, but
I know what you're gonna
say. Maybe she needs to have a smaller part because she's not a great actor.
Yeah, actress. And I loved it because when the judges get into it, Alana says the most hilarious thing where she's like, I found this robot very relatable. And I'm like, I think that's like Aquaria's tagline.
Yeah,
this robot is very relatable.
Like, it fit her really well, and she was able to pull it off really well. And so, yeah, it was a small part, but she did it super successfully. So
it was funny. Because I was even watching, there were times when she wasn't even saying stuff, but she was in the background, but her physicalities were really funny. And I was watching her, even though she didn't have anything to do in that moment. And I think that that's.
And her look was spot on.
I loved her look. I loved that wig.
Yeah.
No. It was fun. I thought it was really fun.
Yeah, she definitely
excelled. I was proud of her for like taking a very small part and making it good.
Mm-hmm. So then Miss Cracker, biggest part, I would say.
Oy, oy, oy. Okay. And it was the biggest part. It was the most lines, but it was classic Cracker. At this point, we have all seen it where she overthinks.
Yep.
Overprepares and then has no flexibility.
Well, like, it was so awkward in the rehearsal when she was just,
you could see Michelle and Ross getting so frustrated with her,
because it's like, yeah, you want to be a professional, but she's taking it to that point where it's
Lindsay
overtly.
But can we talk about, it's not even professional anymore because she goes to this really weird place,
exactly,
where she's talking to herself and like directing herself in a very strange place where you're like, what the hell is going on right now?
Yeah.
It got weird.
It got very
weird. And I was like,
weird.
What are you doing?
She went right into her brain. And I think maybe that's her defense mechanism.
Totally. But I was thinking to myself while I was watching this, I think that Miss Cracker has a lot of potential, but I think she needs to go and just do a shit ton of improv classes.
Yeah.
I think she's so used to delivering the lines that she has prepared on stage when people expect it and getting a good reaction that anything outside of that is so foreign to her. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know how to deal with it.
But she has the exuberance to do that.
Yes.
So if she could just learn how to
let go. She needs to let go.
Then she could be super successful.
But it really, she was so much inside her head.
Yeah. And
that
I mean,
it made it really hard.
Yeah. The rehearsal was awkward and her performance, like she got through it, but it wasn't good. It didn't draw me in. Like,
no, there was nothing. It was mostly like a, it was kind of like an anchor where it was just like, it was just consistent and sort of across the board. There was nothing interesting about it.
To me, I think Monet would have done better in that kind of role.
Well, she would have added some sass and been really like could have added flair to a base character.
Yeah. And I mean, I think Miss Cracker would have done fine in Monet's spot. So maybe that was a,
although I honestly like, in Monet's spot, I think that Cracker might have just faded into the background because I don't think there was enough there.
True.
I think that because Cracker had so much material, it kind of kept her safe.
But did it? Because it kind of just showcased more. Like, maybe it would have been better to fade a little than to, like, crash hard.
I don't know. It was really hard because there were some really, like, standout great performances, but then the ones that didn't click really didn't click.
Yeah.
So it was hard because, oh my God, like, let's just get into Cameron.
Oh, sweet baby girl.
Lindsay, it bummed me out so bad because she did so great last episode.
Yeah.
And this was a full-blown clusterfuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
sorry, drink wine. Yeah, it was bad. I mean, I think she had the good concept of the character, but I think she was put into, again, because she doesn't speak up, she was the second to last person to choose a character.
But as we can see from Aquaria, just because the character doesn't feel 100% right doesn't mean that you can't make it.
Oh no, I
fit.
I totally agree, but I think she had the concept and like they say in the critiques, it was just one note the whole time.
The problem was like, this is a character who is uncomfortable and who wants to go home and is not happy and then has a revelation. That's a whole arc. Mm-hmm. So you start low, you go high, then you come back to a different place. All of it was hysterical and over the top. It was like one. It was one note.
It was all hysterical and over the top, and then it went monotone.
And then it was like
for the monologue.
And the monologue, it was supposed to be heartfelt, and it felt like fake.
But I think that, as we've talked about, is Cameron's problem. Is you know, she is not fluid enough to be all over the place. It's right. Like, I feel like she prepares for one role. That's why I think she did so well with Cher, is because you can prepare
one
for
idea,
one idea.
One idea. Exactly. We agree.
Yes. Asia, I think, did great.
She was really funny as like the sort of conservative, you know, over the top. It was funny because the way that she came in and was so... It was sort of one note, but in a funny note.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that character wasn't supposed to have any arc or anything. It was just like, this is what I am. Look at me.
Yeah.
And it was really funny. Like,
yeah.
The second she came on the set, I was giggling. It was like, oh, okay. What's this all about?
And I mean, those pearly whites are perfect for a politician. So
it really did fit. Well, it fits so good.
So
Monet was I thought she was really funny. I thought this was the kind of, like, it's not, I thought that there was a couple moments. I don't think that she was by far, you know, like the best of the whole thing, but I thought that Monet had a lot more fluidity and flexibility.
But I think that's her thing.
Right.
And the thing for me is, like, I expect that from her. What kind of threw me off was I thought her outfit was Uggs. I thought it was super basic and just not very good.
It was basic. I was just happy that she wore a regular wig for once.
Yeah, but the wig was not good.
No, it wasn't. It was like ratty.
Yeah.
It needed a brush.
So, again, like I said, I expect a good performance from Monet. And so, you know, that to me is good. But then her look was just, like I said, it just wasn't good. And one thing I want us to rewind a little bit is we didn't go through the walkthrough.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
With the Rue.
That's right.
Because that was a big thing for me. And a big note I put on here is I think that this is the most constructive walkthrough that she has had on this episode or on the season.
Monet?
Just RuPaul in general.
Oh, just going through and being constructive. Yeah.
Because for one, let's just say she calls Monet out on the wigs.
Yes. And I was, oh my God, I was hallelujahing all over that shit. I was like, yes, tell her about proportions. Mm-hmm. It is about proportions mm-hmm. and you are messing it up.
Well, and it's just so sad because like that wig that she does wear in the challenge is a ratty nasty wig. Like it needs to be.
At least it has volume, but goddamn it, brush it out properly.
But Rue's just like, I know you love those
kitten wig.
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Kitty cat?
Kitten wigs or something. And she's like, but you should be wearing this. And it's like, yes, you should, because your proportions are so
It makes your head off. Look so tiny. And then it's just wackadoodle. And mm-hmm. I know that works on a stage in Brooklyn because you're all New York and shit. But like, you need to think about the big picture. Well, when you have Lindsay, that's the thing though. When you're like sort of indie and you've got a fan base, like they'll eat whatever shit up that you give them. But like when it comes to big picture stuff, you need to think about your aesthetic.
Yeah.
Think about balance. The reason that Sasha Velour can be bald is because she's got a very
tiny frame.
Tiny frame.
Yeah.
It's about balance. I'm sorry. It is what it is.
But as humans, and there's many studies about this, we like
things that are
symmetry.
Yeah,
we like
things that are aesthetically pleasing.
Like not saying you can't go outside of that box, but it's just that's what our brains go towards.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
that's what I want. I want some freaking big wigs.
I just think she could look completely fabulous with a big old wig on, and you kind of see that with this kind of gross wig, but
it's not enough, and it's like, oh, we'll get to it later. I don't even want to talk about it right now.
But so then another thing she does, she has a really good down to earth talk with Asia, and I think it was really cute at the end, Asia saying, you know, this is like one of the I've been in this a really long time, and this is one of the best talks I've had ever.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, I wish that Vixen would have just done that, because she could have benefited so well from it.
I know it.
And then, of course, her calling out Aquaria on not being strategic, which,
I mean, Aquaria used it to her benefit, but at the same time, it's like, it's hard, because it's like, honestly, when it does come down to it, like, you are there to win.
Well, and you know what? I don't think it's really fair to say it's not strategic to make everyone shine, because if you have a good performance overall, then people are going to critique those that don't do well.
And honestly, if you pawn off the responsibility of choosing to everyone else, then you're not taking responsibility for the choice.
Exactly.
So if that is kind of a personal choice.
Well, and if it bombs really bad,
you're like, but I let everybody choose their parts.
And because you're kind of the captain of this, you're
right.
So I
don't know.
I think it's kind of unfair to say she wasn't being strategic. I think it was strategic overall for her to get more in the good graces of everyone. And I think it's strategic to try and have a good performance, because then if people mess up, it's even more blatantly obvious.
Right. All right. So should we get into... Oh, I do want to mention the fact that I thought it was very apparent that Ross and Michelle were kind of at the end of their rope.
Yeah.
With this group.
With everybody.
And I think that really, oh, that would feel so bad.
Well, I don't know, because I think they had the one critique for Aquaria to do the
It just the seemed Alyssa. By the end that they were just exasperated. Like, yeah. They'd been fighting really
but
hard.
I think that was more because of specific people, and that would be Miss Cracker, Cameron, Eureka.
Yeah, no, I do agree. I think that they were fighting pretty hard for those guys.
Mm-hmm.
No, I agree. I will say that once they got into the workroom getting ready for the runway looks, what a much more relaxed vibe was going on.
Oh, such chill vibes.
Lindsay, it was very different. And I felt like everyone was just sort of like enjoying themselves
mm-hmm.
and like chatting. And it was...
I wish this would have happened like 6 episodes ago.
Like then we could have had a better chance to get used to people, like, or to get to know people
mm-hmm.
instead of feeling like everyone was constantly walking around on eggshells because the vixen was there.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. I will say, though, that I think Aquaria is starting. I put this Aquaria ? The new villain. Now that the vixen is gone, I feel like, you know, she's. For one, I don't think she articulates herself very well.
No.
And two, I think she's coming off incredibly conceited.
It does sound. Well, and it's hard because I think that you have to have a certain awareness when you are, because I've been in this situation in my life where I've been the youngest in a group of, you know, very adept and talented people. And you have to have a certain amount of humility
mm-hmm.
in order to be a part of that and stake your claim.
Yeah.
You can't go in all guns blazing and expect to be a part of the group because people are going to instantly get defensive.
Yeah. Unless you have a vixen that they can
who's
focus,
distracting
they can
being
focus
a,
their
yeah.
hate on. And so I think truly she is going to get focused on.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think that the vixen has taken a lot of the heat off of that. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure so much of it has to do with sort of like editing and whatever. But at the same time, if you said it, it's there. It's real.
Well, but I think throughout. Well, yeah, you're right. It could be the magic of editing. But at the same time, if it's throughout the whole episode, I think there's probably a lot that we're not seeing as well.
Yeah.
And it's kind of been apparent through the whole season.
I think Aquaria has always been sort of like just like hovering around in her own little bubble and mm-hmm. not. I don't know that she has enough
substance.
Well, I think that she is a part of that younger generation, and I hate to say it because it makes me sound like an old lady, but this weird sort of younger generation of like, but what I'm doing is amazing.
Oh yeah.
And not being aware of like the fact that other people are doing great stuff too.
Yeah.
And you can embrace that and celebrate that as well and have that be a part of your life just as much as anything that you're doing.
Yeah. No, I agree.
But I think Aquaria lives in an Aquaria bubble.
Agreed. So it'll be interesting to see how that
plays out.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
I
love this runway, yes. Lindsay.
Runway for this week was Silver Foxy.
I love it because I am such a fan of like mature older woman fashion, like
mm-hmm.
living your fantasy until you fucking end up in the grave. I don't
yeah.
care. I love it. Like I try so hard to get all of my clients to embrace their natural hair and just like make that their shit and own it. And I
yeah.
love this runway. It's so much fun.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And I like the way that everyone took the different looks. I think it was very, very varied.
Very it, varied.
Whereas a lot of the runway looks can be somewhat similar.
No, it was all over the place, but
yeah.
like in a good way, I
absolutely.
Thought.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So let's just first off, RuPaul.
Oh, girl, you looking so good all the time.
I said golden girl love.
I loved it. It was totally. I would wear that dress.
Like,
I love gold.
So pretty. Her hair was on point. Plus Silver Fox, golden girls.
I loved it.
I mean,
it was so fun.
On theme.
Oh, I loved it.
Beautiful. And Brittany, who were our
Lindsay!
Guest judges?
Oh my God. Broad City's Alana Glaser and Abby Jacobson, my favorite. And they were looking hot, hot, hot.
They were looking really good.
I loved Alana's like bra with a sports coat and a scarf.
And like
Alana
the pink makeup.
And her pink makeup, like the like blush that and eye makeup that sort of blend together. And Abby was looking so cute with that like 60s eyeliner that pops up on her lid.
Yeah.
I was dying. I was so stoked. And I was telling Lindsay earlier that I swear to God, that is like, I would be Alana and Lindsay would be Abby. That's how we would be on that show. I would be gushing and giddy and in a bra the whole time.
But that's one thing you don't see with the other judges, because like truly they're fangirling big time.
Oh yeah.
And you don't see that where like when RuPaul comes out, they're both like,
I love
you know,
it
just
so
super
much.
Excited. And that is truly how I and I don't know how everyone doesn't react like that.
Oh my God. I would be like holding my cheeks because they'd be hurting so bad. I'd be like, are you kidding me right now?
This is real.
And that Alana was like, I'm living my dream. And there's a hilarious meme out now where Alana's looking at Michelle Visage like in this like super lovingly way, and they're like, please look at me the way that Alana looks at Michelle Visage.
That's so good.
Funny. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Oh no, it was that was a good pickup, RuPaul.
Oh,
I'm glad. I'm really glad it added a lot. To
if you haven't
this
watched Broad City, get your shit together and watch it. It's so funny. Lindsay hasn't yet watched it.
I have a problem with awkward moments.
Lindsay, it's not all awkward moments. This is the problem.
I can't help myself. But we'll talk about that on a later
Lindsay,
episode.
It's so funny. I'm sorry I showed you one clip of a girl eating out another girl.
I can't handle it. So anyways, this was a good...
That's more than that, I swear.
I'm good at deflecting. So Silver Foxy. So first off, we have Eureka.
Oh my God.
Body
snore fest.
Body suit again. It's
Lindsay?
Like she teased me with this beautiful dress last week, and then she comes out with this
and then she just slapped you away.
But here's the thing, I like the coat, and so I get why she's like, I wanted to wear this coat,
but make it into something. Her makeup didn't even look like old lady makeup.
No,
her makeup did not look like old lady makeup.
Yeah,
it wasn't as overtly drag, but it wasn't old lady makeup.
Yeah.
And her hair, even though it was gray, it did like she didn't look like an old lady to
me. And like with that coat, to me, it would say, and the look she's going for is like upper, like
if
Manhattan,
she was Lady
Manhattan,
at the Opera, you'd be wearing a gown, not a bodysuit.
Well, but like Manhattan, like socialite, like fashionista, like get yourself a nice, like a cool, well-formed black dress with like big bangle, like, you know, this. Like
it wasn't
power older lady. And it's like, okay, so you have this purple bodysuit with this overcoat.
It didn't make
just,
sense.
It didn't
make
sense at all.
I thought that we'll just jump straight to it. Cracker did that right, where she picked a character and she looked like that character.
See, I liked it, but to me, she didn't look old.
The
only thing that looked old to me was her play on like the Botox lips.
Well, she did to me. She looked like a woman in her mid 60s who'd had a shit ton of plastic surgery done.
And I mean, I guess I can see that, but I just
I'm not saying it was the best, but I think that it was more like of a full character than Eureka presented.
But why not go like the Amanda Lepore? Thank you.
Like all the way over the top.
You know,
no, I
so
agree
like,
with that.
Totally
I agree with that.
Go for it.
But she was, I don't know. It's hard because I think that there's a lot of ways to go, but like, I think that you need to commit fully to a look. And I thought that Eureka's look was very plain.
Oh, I completely agree with that. No, I totally
And I
agree.
Didn't understand, like, if I had no context whatsoever, like, let's imagine a world where you don't know what the runway is and she walks out, what would you think it was? I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know what to assign to it. Yeah.
So that to me is not enough.
But I would not assign this to Cracker.
No, I still wouldn't. No, I would think that hers might be like plastic surgery or something.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm not saying hers was better. I'm just saying that I felt like hers was a more complete look
in that
genre of like uptown New York.
Agreed. So then we don't go to Aquaria. I didn't like it.
It bummed me out because I understood her concept, because I follow a couple of different older models on Instagram who live their fashion fantasy into their 80s. I don't think that was it.
So her pulled out gauge ears looked like loogies spit onto the side of her face. It's like, if you're going to do that, at least make them look somewhat realistic.
Well, and then, Lindsay, can we talk about again the fact that she had no body?
Again.
No body.
And add no body to flesh tone.
Flesh tone, no body. And then her weird mannerisms on stage, like the way she was walking. And then it was weird. Her makeup wasn't old woman enough to wear it. Like, it was very weird to clock what was going on there.
And the fact that she had this tan-ish body with a whitish face.
It was very confusing.
And the wig didn't look good. It was just a very,
I was bummed on it. Like, look. I understand, like, wanting to look youthful in your old age, but that to me looked weird as hell.
But maybe that's Aquaria in a bubble. She does not know how to look old.
I think that the judges like said something to that point where they're like, I don't think she understands what old even is.
Yeah, no, it was, to me, all of her looks have been either good to great, and this was like a complete bomb.
It was a total miss. I don't think that she looked bad necessarily, but it made no sense.
I think she looked bad.
I didn't love it.
It looked to me like a bunch of like deli meat on a person with some tattoos.
What were those weird ass shorts she was wearing? And then she had these funky ass like Birkenstock platforms. It was weird. Yeah, it was weird as hell. I agree. It was weird as hell.
Like, to me, I can just imagine her saying, I need to put a look where I'm old. And just being completely
like, look at a
perplexed.
Goddamn, look at a, like, what's your grandma look like? And then work off of that. Like, come on.
Hip as hell. Like you said, you fall. Like,
I do. And they've got some badass, like, I can't think of their names at this exact moment, but like micro bangs in a gray bob with like statement
big,
glasses,
chunky, beautiful
chunky
jewelry.
There's so many ways to be like old fashioned that looks hot as shit.
Yeah.
And she was weird as hell. It was weird. It bummed me out.
It was my least favorite.
And she, the whole time in the workroom, was talking all about Amanda Lepore. Why didn't she do an homage to her?
Yeah.
Because she doesn't know how to make a fucking body, because she's used to being a real thin nothing.
Yeah.
And get outside of your comfort zone a little. I think that Aquaria, one of her biggest problems is that she is so afraid to go outside of her comfort zone.
Well, and the problem I think, well, and an issue I'm having with this whole season is, you know, I love all body types, like body positivity.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But to have Cameron, Cracker, and Aquaria, where it is just like no boobs, completely rail thin. It's like you said, it's just hard because you're losing. Well, and same with Monet, like. Monet doesn't pad. It's all, and so like the only person people you have is Eureka and sometimes
I guess
Asia.
It's just hard for. All right, everybody, honesty moment. My sister and I are curvy women.
Yeah,
we've got boobs. We've got butts. We're curvy, and I don't know. It's like, I mean, there women come in all shapes and forms, but I don't feel like we're seeing a lot of that.
No.
I don't love the big gigantic fake boobs, but like, have a woman's form.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to see man body with a woman face.
Yeah.
In a drag queen, I don't mind a little bit of like play on that, but you are dressed as a girl. Drag is dressed as a girl. Give us something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something.
That's I'm struggling with it, because that's exactly, I mean, it's like the bodysuit, which at least Eureka's showing curves, so I can't complain as much. But
right.
So moving on though, so then we go to Monet.
I had a hard time because I did too. I thought the idea behind, once she took off the hospital gown, mm-hmm. I thought that idea was kind of fun and funny.
I just don't think it was executed.
It wasn't executed well, but I also think that the double layer of like the IV bags and the hospital house coat thing.
Yeah.
It was too much altogether. If you're going to do aged showgirl, just come out as an aged showgirl.
Yeah.
Like, it was too much. And I cannot even handle the fact that Rue came into that workroom and was like, wear a goddamn real wig. And she came out with freaking three hairs like Homer Simpson.
Pasted on her head.
It was too much.
Yeah.
No.
No, I didn't like it. Like I said, I think the saggy boobs are funny, but they looked like two socks. I mean, it
wasn't it didn't look well.
The outfit didn't look well. I think it's, and I'm sorry, like, I love gags and stuff, but I think drinking out of what should be your catheter bag is super freaking gross. And I just hated it.
It was too campy. Like, there's a difference between, but I think that that's something that, like, I was watching an interview with, I think it was with Michelle Visage. I can't even remember at this point, but it was with somebody in the RuPaul's Drag Race community where they were talking about the fact that it's difficult for these queens who go out and they do, all they do are these shows, like stage shows, where gags and gimmicks are what get people excited.
Yeah.
But then to translate it to a more elevated level, like, they don't really understand the difference.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's
like,
and
you
that
have
totally makes
to
sense.
Elevate it. You have mm-hmm. to take it to a different place. Yeah. It's not just about the things that gets the crowd to scream. It's about doing something that's tasteful and balanced.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And that was something I honestly kind of had the same feeling towards Asia's look.
Yeah, I said not old enough, but okay.
I thought that I liked like the braids. I thought her makeup was funny because mm-hmm. she had like a little mustache drawn on and stuff.
Yeah.
But then the campiness of like the slippers and the chips was like, why are you doing that? I didn't understand the like theatrical element of mm-hmm. it. It didn't read well. It felt like too much.
Well, and to me, maybe just too much in the way of too many ideas.
Yeah, I thought that the gag with the glasses was funny.
Mm-hmm.
And Michelle Visage said something about that, too, where it was like, it was funny that she was like, oh, I can't see. And then she put the glasses on. And she's mm-hmm. like, oh, judges. Like, that was funny. But that could have been enough. You could have had the glasses tucked into your boob.
Yeah.
You didn't have to have a bag of chips. Yeah. I didn't get that.
Yeah, no. Again, less is more sometimes.
And there's, well, so Cameron Michaels, I thought that her look was great.
Oh my God. I loved it.
I would love to look like that as an old woman.
So our grandmother does not look like that. But I said to Cam, I was like, that reminds me of my grandma Allison.
It totally, in my mind, but she would look like that.
Like,
honestly, if she had somewhere to go.
And the
gold jacket and the black, like bodysuit.
Yeah.
And then the like big gaudy jewelry.
Yeah. It was our grandma is totally like, she was a disco queen.
Yeah, she
totally
her heyday was in the 70s. She was loving that shit. And like the hair was legit on point for a woman in her 70s, 80s.
Oh, yeah.
It was so good. And the fact that she did a full prosthetic piece mm-hmm. to where she looked, Cameron Michaels looked late 70s.
Oh, totally.
Legit. And like with liver spots and everything. And it looked good. It was really well done. I was very impressed. And I thought her gimmick was funny.
Freaking hilarious.
Because it was minimal. She came out on the runway. She was kind of tired. Then she pulled out her pill, her weekly pill
like
box. Took a couple and was like, oh.
Like,
I'm feeling it.
Around.
I'm feeling it. And it was like, that was like, it was a simple yet effective gag.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the other stuff just felt blatant and over the top.
Yeah, exactly.
And this, like, I thought Cameron killed it on the runway.
I completely agree.
I loved it. Like, if I had to pick an old lady to look like, I would want that one.
Well, and I love how... So, afterwards, we get into the judges' critiques. And, oh, shoot, who was it that said?
Alana Glaser.
Like, and from what they're wearing.
Oh, yeah. Too, legit, like, Lindsay, if you watch the show, you'd be like, yes, that is her as an old woman.
Exactly.
For sure.
And so it's like it when it takes you to that place as well, you know, you have a really effective outfit. And
absolutely.
Idea.
And I like, even though it's funny and campy, like, it should be something that comes from a place of reality.
Mm-hmm.
I did like Asia's remark where she was like, you know, I'm going to be at DragCon when I'm 70, like, trying to sell my fanny pack in the parking lot. That was hilarious.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That did crack me up a ton. And it's like, okay, I get you. I get it.
And I think she needed to say that to make it more relatable. And
absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
And to kind of cement the story of that look.
Yeah.
I agree.
I agree.
I'm glad we both agree.
We agree. I love it. Love it.
So, yeah, I would definitely... Oh, well. So, sister.
Let's talk about... All right, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Let's find our...
Need help packing?
Need help packing, queens.
Okay, so I will...
Lindsay?
Uh-oh.
I have made a decision.
Okay.
After our disagreement last episode... From here on out, we will do our need help packing queen is our decision of who we think needs to be in the bottom and who communitively. What is that word?
Culminatively.
No, that's not even a word.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Culminatively.
Oh, my God. Look it up on
Google
the internet.
Culminatively. Yeah.
No, that's not a word.
Yes, it is.
Culminating. No.
Culminatively.
Culminative? That doesn't even sound like a
word.
In
a way that increases in quality, degree, or force by successive additions, taken as a whole in combination. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So.
That's a hard one to say. Cumulatively.
Cumulatively.
Yes.
Okay, that's why. Oh my God, you guys! I swear, we are intelligent women, and it is hard. Words are hard.
I'm incredibly jet lagged right now. So
cumulatively, that's a word I know. God damn it!
Cumulatively,
you're so dirty.
Don't ever do that again. I don't like that at all. So
where were we?
Rewind to cumulatively.
What I have decided, Lindsay.
Yes.
I have decided. Because of our disagreement last week, where we could not decide on what the hell our things were. Our need help packing queen and our come through queen are henceforth going to be a cumulative idea from the main maxi challenge and the runway look of need help packing will be who we think should be in the bottom two. Come through will be who we think should be the winner of the week.
I like that because I feel like that is more on par with what the judges do.
Okay.
So I like that.
From here on out.
Let it be written.
Let it be done. If you've seen Ben-Hur, you know what's up. All right. Okay, everybody. So this week.
Need help packing?
Our need help packing queens. Lindsay, what you got?
Okay, so I was bouncing between Asia and Eureka. Asia because, I thought her parasailing was good, but I did not like her look.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought Eureka's Rosie, the bingo robot,
mm-hmm.
was good, but not great. and I wasn't in love with her look. So it was kind of sixes, but based off of last week and how kind of disenfranchised I was with Eureka, I decided to go with Eureka.
I full on picked Eureka this week because I felt like her performance was the same crap that we had the week before, where she didn't commit, she was afraid, and she was fumbling.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that she has more to give than that, and I was confused. And then on top of that, her look was boring.
Yeah.
Boring as shit, and I was not having it. Mm-hmm. So Eureka was my need help packing queen of this week. So this week's come through queen, Lindsay.
Okay, so I wrote things and then scribbled them out many times.
I like it.
But I came to the conclusion, because for me, it was kind of even across the board. Mm-hmm. When it came to judging performance in the challenge based on main stage, where there was no one that was like great at both.
Right, I agree.
And so to me, I came to the conclusion of Miss Cracker, because I thought that in the end she did okay with the main challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And she did okay with the main stage. There,
so I feel really silly because I said the exact same thing. Where, like, I feel like some people really excelled in the main challenge, but they faltered on the runway, or they did really well on the runway, but then they faltered on the main challenge. I thought that the Miss Cracker, she was mid-range on both.
Yeah.
And so for me, I thought that she was the most consistent.
That is exactly so what I did.
I completely agree, and that's... we have the same brain.
That's good.
So it is.
And now
what
there's
it is.
More variables in the mix. So.
I know. It is what it is. And can we just talk about how after the judges were deliberating, what did RuPaul say? Bring back my golden girls. I love it.
That's right.
I love it.
Just like her dress. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so our winner this week was Asia O'Hara, which I'm not upset about.
No, I mean,
I thought she did really well in the main challenge. Yeah. I wasn't stoked on her look, but I'm not mad about it.
Yeah, I agree. I think to me it was on par with Miss Cracker. I mean, it was kind of okay, but I liked Miss Cracker's runway look better than Asia's.
Right.
Maybe they just saw something we did not, but I'm not mad about it.
It was fine.
Yeah.
I think that this week, as much fun as everything was, I didn't see anybody as a front runner.
Yeah, absolutely not.
So it was hard to be like, oh yeah, this guy's like legit the winner.
Mm-hmm.
So lip sync for your life. Lindsay.
Oh, man.
Oy, oy, oy. This was honestly like kind of crazy to me.
I don't. Well, okay. So first person is Eureka, which does not surprise me at all.
No, I wasn't surprised.
Lackluster main challenge. Bad Silver Foxy.
Yeah.
But then it was Cameron.
Which, honestly, her acting performance, I think, definitely deserved to get her into the bottom, even though I loved her look. The thing to me that is crazy is that Cameron was on top last week, and now she's in the bottom. And
I think her look should have saved her over, over Monet. And I don't know. But we're getting very close to the end.
It's hard when
you can't let little things like that. Well, and Cameron had way more lines, and so you see that failure much more in the forefront.
Well, and she kind of had the pivotal line, which I think put her forefront, and it was not good. So, Eureka and Cameron lip syncing for their line.
Lifeline. Yes.
To New Attitude by Patti LaBelle.
Oh my god, so good.
Y'all. I also had forgotten about this song that had ever existed. Running high, running low. I
I wonder how they pick the songs.
That would be the most fun job.
I know. And I always wonder, like, you would think, maybe this is very narrow-minded of me, but you would think, like, for instance, with the Cher challenge, it would have been a Cher song.
I know. I expected it to be a Cher song.
Yeah, so I wonder how they choose.
But maybe they can't. Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the rights to the songs and how much money they have.
I think they should just be given songs anytime they want them.
Lindsay, that's not the way the world works.
Money capitalism. Here we go. But no. Okay, so.
I thought it was a I thought that was a super fun song.
And I thought it was a very good lip sync.
I did too. Although I will say it was the same shit that we've been seeing from Eureka from the get-go.
I totally agree. And because Cam was watching with me. And he's like, oh, man, she's breaking it down. I was like, okay, but the thing is this is desperate. This is flinging herself all over
but
the runway
the first half of the song, she's just slowly singing and being passionate and pulling off her coat. And it's like, God damn it, get into it. And Cameron Michaels from the get-go was like full energy
and
the whole time.
I have to admit the makeup. Just making it for me.
It was so
funny.
It
was like this.
It was so
old,
funny.
Old ass lady
singing it
and
like
doing these dances.
It was really funny.
It's like a Jackass where they have the old men.
It was cracking me up. I thought it was so funny.
I was losing it.
And I'm gonna tell you this right now, Lindsay.
What?
Before anything else transpired, I'm watching the lip sync. It wasn't a limp sync. It was a lip sync. But I'm watching the lip sync, and I fully expected Eureka to go home.
Well, and here's the thing. I thought it was a good performance from both, but I definitely thought that Cameron's was better, which...
Cameron brought
it. I am incredibly impressed with, for one, the runway from Cameron. To me is showing a lot of personality
and versatility
out of the box. And then you have this, like, I was terrified for Cameron to do a lip sync because I'm like, so reserved.
Eureka, like, has so much personality. Yeah. But Eureka did not come for it.
No.
She didn't. Even when she was, like, splitting all over the floor and, like I don't know what the hell she was doing. She was, like,
popping around
on her knee. And I bet her fucking knee surgeon was like, what the hell is wrong with you? Stop doing that.
But again, it's like if you watch enough of this, you see when it gets desperate. And I think it gets desperate when the other person sees the other person's doing well.
It was.
And that's what it got for me. And so I was expecting, well.
Eureka to go home.
Yeah.
I mean, and I honestly, okay, you guys, there was one thing that I loved about this lip sync, and I will always love because it's happened once before in the RuPaul's Drag Race history, where there was a double split.
Oh my God.
And
timing,
I love that shit.
Was perfect. And I think that's what sealed the deal for it being one of my favorite lip syncs.
I love a double split. Because you know they didn't plan it.
No.
They just both went down. No. And then... Can we talk about Cameron? She's in that split and then she's like rocking side to side on her legs. I was like, Cameron, you are amazing.
Insane.
I loved that. I loved it.
No, it was, I mean, cause you see some really sloppy, messy lip syncs. And that was, again, even though Eureka got a little desperate at the end, like that was, it was good. And it was fun one.
No. We're nitpicking at this point because it's getting close.
Yeah.
And honestly, I love it. I loved that double split. It was so great.
Mm-hmm.
But I was fully prepared for Rue to be like, baby,
pack it up.
So she,
so Cameron won.
She did win.
Which I wholeheartedly agree with.
RuPaul, she looked at Cameron and she said, Cameron Michaels,
you win.
Chante,
you stay.
You stay. And it was really sweet, though, because Cameron walked back to the other girls and fully started sobbing. Mm-hmm. She felt so bad for Eureka.
Yeah.
And then RuPaul, like the huge ass motherfucking bitch she is.
Mother bitch.
looks over to Eureka and she says, Eureka, you stay too. Nobody's gone home today.
That killed me. I was like, oh, come on.
I didn't see that coming.
I didn't either. I did not either.
I'm going to tell you 100%. Well, okay. I'm going to tell you 97%. I was ready for Eureka to go home.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I just kind of wish she would have gone. But it's fine. That's Hollywood, baby.
No, it's fine. And but it is one of those things where when you really get down to it, people have to start going home.
Yeah.
I would have been fine if Eureka went home this week.
I would be so fine.
It was cute. I mean, but at the same time, it was kind of annoying when she was like, oh.
Hyperventilating freaking, which, you know what?
How many chances does a girl get?
But Brittany, if you're on that stage.
No, I know.
And
you
think you're going home. And
no,
then
I agree.
So don't be hating.
I'm not hating. I'm just saying.
You're hating a little bit.
I just got. You got a phlegm in my throat.
You got a Eureka in your throat. So.
No.
But yeah. So we had quite the to-do this week with no elimination. Although I will say that technically, if there was one, we were both right from last week.
Oh, let's give ourselves a round of applause. That was way louder than I meant it to be.
But I like it.
I hit the button real hard. Sorry, guys.
So, based on all of this, I think it's kind of easy to say who we think will go next week. At least it is for me. I still think it's Eureka. I think her time
is
gone.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Okay. Well, but I'm being a realist because I'm saying this from a place of reality. I think the judges have a Eureka hard on that they're not willing to let go. Or at least RuPaul does.
Or maybe the producers are like, you need to keep her.
I don't know how that shit goes.
I don't think she did well enough. And honestly, like, to me, her lip sync was not so
amazing
to keep her in the first place. So I think maybe this was just a, like I said, a producer Hollywood ploy. So to me, I think she's on the downward spiral of being too much in her head, and her outfit this week was bad. Her performance was bad. So to me, it's a toss up between her and Monet, but I think, especially the mind fuck of being in the bottom.
Yeah.
I think
might break her. So
yeah.
Yeah. Let's just say Eureka and we'll see what happens. Because I think that I agree with you on all points. Cause I think that it's a difficult place to be in, because I think that they get inside their head so much if they're that emotional, and that who Eureka is.
Yeah. Yeah. And to not confident, not self-confident, insecure.
Yeah,
insecure.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's,
all right.
That's my guess.
We'll see what happens. I, oh my God, I'm so ready. I'm so ready for next week. I cannot wait to see what happens.
I hope we go again.
Here I go again. I swear, well.
To my own, to meow, meow. Meow, meow. So this was a great episode, and I'm going to sign out saying, this is Lindsay, and please don't dress up like Paula Deen dressed up as a witch.
That's good advice.
Thank
and
you.
I'm going to say, that I hope you all out there are living your best life in your best world. This is Brittany. See you later, bitches.
Great.